It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Today's second date update is going to be a good one. It's a continuation from last week. If you didn't hear last week, so I'll just break it down for you real quick. Claire is a listener who called us to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call. She was left at the altar on her wedding day by her fiance. That dude's name is Justin. He disappeared right before the ceremony, and she didn't know why. Several months later, she hired a private investigator and found her ex living several states away. She got his new number, and we called him on the show, and he admitted the real reason that he left on the wedding day. Here's a clip of that.
Your dad made me promise not to go through with the wedding.
Please tell me you're lying.
No. He met me the day of the wedding and said that if I didn't go through with marrying you, then he would give me $80,000, and he wrote me a check.
Oh my God.
Yep.
I am still in shock. I really am.
He took the $80,000 and moved away. By the end of the call, Claire said that she was actually glad that her dad paid him because it saved her from making a huge mistake. Mm-hmm. But now Claire is back again for another Awkward Tuesday phone call. What's up, Claire?
Please tell me we're calling him.
Hello.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It seems like my whole life is full of Awkward Tuesdays.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you get left at the altar. That's one big Awkward Tuesday. Then you find out that your dad actually paid your fiance not to marry you. That's another big Awkward Tuesday. It must have been a crazy week for you. Did you get a lot of reaction after you came on the air with us?
Oh, my God. My phone has not stopped ringing. And I've been getting emails and tweets. I mean, it's been intense.
Same with us.
Yeah, all my friends and family, like, couldn't believe it was real. They couldn't believe that my dad did that. They couldn't believe that my ex-fiance did that. It's like everybody has a different side. But I would say the consensus, like, from most people is that they think I should approach my dad.
So wait, hold on, though. Who cares about what other people think? How have you been feeling? Like, you got dropped this bombshell on the show with us, and then now you've had a week to kind of digest it. Where do you stand?
I mean, I definitely feel better that I had an answer. But I'm still upset with my dad. Like, I'm okay with not being married. I'm over that point. But to think that my dad would kind of deceive me was upsetting. But I also feel like he saved me from a life of heartache.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought after it. I was like, you know, he must have known something was up with this dude to offer him that money. And then for the guy to take it proves that you probably shouldn't have been marrying him. I mean, if a dude's going to ditch you for 80 grand.
So does your
100
dad...
grand, different story, but 80 grand.
Does your dad know that you know?
No. And to tell you the truth, I mean, it's been eating at me. And I actually saw my dad last night and we had dinner together.
And you didn't say anything?
It took everything in my power to not say anything.
Yeah. What kind of self-control do you have?
Yeah.
It's impressive. I mean, you said that you wanted to do it in an Awkward Tuesday phone call because a lot of people were asking and we asked you for like an update. So how do you not just say something though when you're sitting across the table from your dad and you know this secret?
I think it's because, like, I know he was always a protective guy, and, you know, I was always daddy's little girl, so I felt like if I confront him about it, he may be offended. Like, I don't know what his reaction would be, and I don't think I'm emotionally ready for that, but at the same time, I feel like I want to talk to him, and I don't know how, and so that's why you guys are just my favorite people to talk to, because you seem like you can get to the answer of all my questions. So
it seems like you just want to be forced to do this conversation, and we're the ones that are forcing you to do it.
Pretty much.
Hey, however it has to happen.
Nothing will force you more than being on air. So here I am.
All right.
Right.
So you're going to call your dad.
Yeah, I'm going to call my dad. What do I say? How do I approach it? Like, what do you think?
Well, I was going to ask you, like, what are you going to ask?
No, but what do you want to know from him? Do you want to know why he did it? Do you want to know why he did it on your wedding day? Like, the timing sucked.
Both of those things. I want to know why he did it, how long he knew about it, why he didn't come to me.
Right.
That's a good question.
And also how he decided $80,000 was going to be a good idea.
Yeah.
I would have said, give me $80,000. I probably would have walked.
Right. That's the other thing that I was curious about, too, when we heard the story was like, why 80 grand? I mean, it's a lot of money, but it just seems like a weird number.
It is a weird number.
Well, and a good point, Claire. Like, why wouldn't he just say, hey, daughter, here's 80 grand. Don't marry this dude.
Well, because she's actually in love with the guy.
Yeah, but you could have you would have taken it.
Well, would you have?
I mean, if I knew this was going to happen, I mean, money talks. So, yeah, for 80 grand, I might have done a lot with that money.
Yeah,
right?
That's a lot of cash.
The other thing is, you know, I really only heard one side of the story. I only heard Justin's side. And at this point, how do I know that everything he said was true? You know, I feel like my dad will be able to give me his side of the story, and I feel like I'll get a little more truth out of that.
Okay. All right.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
you
well.
Very level-headed right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, we'll play a song and then come back, maybe give you some advice that might help you, and then you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Cool.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Hang on.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
You know, we don't do a lot of requests on this show, but no, I guess ever. This Awkward Tuesday phone call is kind of a request because a lot of people have wanted it, so
yeah.
I should throw on my DJ cap real quick.
Oh, no.
No, don't.
So,
don't.
Good morning, everybody. It's Brooke and Jubal at the morning right here coming at you. Got a request in for an Awkward Tuesday phone call. You guys remember Claire. Well, Claire was left at the altar on her wedding day by her fiancé, Justin.
Uh-oh.
Called him in an Awkward Tuesday phone call last week and found out that he skipped town because her dad paid him $80,000 large.
Wow.
Cash coming right at your face.
That's
oh, man. And why is it always coming to my face?
He took the money and left. And a lot of people have been requesting that Claire call her father and ask why he did it in an Awkward Tuesday phone call. And Claire is on the phone with us, and she's about to make that phone call. Claire, are you ready to go? Good morning to you.
I'm nervous, but I'm ready.
Are you ready? I mean, you had dinner with him, and you didn't say anything. I can't believe you did that.
I know. I don't think I was ready. But after talking to you guys about it, I just feel a lot better about it. I need to just settle this once and for all and
yes.
just find out what the deal is. Because you know what? I'm stuck with my dad forever. He's my dad. He's my blood. Justin, a piece of crap that I'll never talk to again.
Right.
I just can't believe your dad thinks that you would have never found out that he paid your fiance $80,000 not to marry you on your wedding day. Like any other day, maybe it would have been a little bit better.
Yeah, I don't know what his thought process was.
Yeah.
I just hope I get like a good clear answer so I can move on with my life already.
Yeah, I want to hear why he did it. I also want to hear if he has any more cash that he's willing to just throw away. Because I would take his money, no problem.
Yeah, Jubal's just like, yo, where are the checks coming
yeah.
from, bro?
All right, I'm going to dial his phone number right now, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, man.
Good luck. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, Dad.
Hi. Sweetie, how are you?
I'm okay. I just was wondering if you have a minute to chat. I just wanted to talk to you about something.
I always have time for you.
Dad, I know what you did with Justin.
What do you mean?
I know everything. I know about the money. I know you told him never to talk to me again. I know everything. And
oh, my God.
I just...
Claire, did he contact you?
No.
Did he call you?
No. Dad, listen. He didn't call me. I hired a private investigator, and they got me in touch with him and sent him to tell me the truth, and he told me everything, and I just...
Claire, I am so, so sorry. I did not want you to find out this way. I didn't want you to know.
Look, I'm upset that you didn't tell me first, and I had to find out from him, but I'm not mad at you. I just need you to tell me your end of the story. I need to know exactly what happened, what he said, what you did. Like, it's not fair to me. I'm in the middle of all of this.
I was just kind of hoping this whole thing would just go away. I didn't want you to have to deal with this, but he's been asking me for money for months.
Did he ask you for money?
You didn't know this, but... It was a couple $1,000s here and then $3,000 there, and I asked him what he needed it for, and he basically told me that he was just trying to put money aside for the honeymoon and wanted to put a down payment on a house. And so when he put it to me that way, of course I, you know, immediately, you know, gave him money.
Was this happening leading up to the wedding? Like, this was going on this whole time behind my back?
So a week before the wedding, he asked to meet with me, and he tells me that he owes a lot of money. And I'm like, what can you owe a lot of money for? And it turns out that he's been gambling, and he didn't want you to know.
Are you kidding?
So all the money I gave him before was to either cover a bet or to make a bet. And he
was gambling. Justin was gambling the money that you gave him.
Yes, he was. And I did everything I could. I moved some things around. I cashed in some stock. But I gave him the money under the condition that he would not marry you and he would leave you alone forever. Claire... I don't understand.
It
was either kill him or pay him off. So.
Awkward. Whoa.
Probably better to pay him off than to kill him. Yeah, I think so.
Those were your options in your head?
Who was that?
Oh, hey, what's up, Dennis? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. You probably have no idea who we are.
Yeah, in the morning what? What are you talking about?
In the morning. That's a radio show. It's called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, and your daughter, Claire, listens to it.
I'm sorry, Dad. I'm so sorry.
What?
Dad, I didn't know how
I'm sorry. What are you doing? What is going on?
I'll tell you right
that
now.
That was such a dad question. What is going on here?
We do a segment on our show. It's called the Awkward Tuesday Phone Call. And last week, Claire emailed us because she had tracked down Justin, the dude that she was supposed to marry, the guy that you paid $80,000 to go away. And she wanted to call him and ask why he left her at the altar. She got him on the phone, and he said that you paid him $80,000 to go away. And so people were saying that we need to get you on the phone to figure out why. And yeah. I guess now Claire and everybody else has their answer.
Yeah.
Oh.
I needed help, Dad. Okay. I didn't know what to do. I needed advice, and I didn't know how else to approach you. So
yeah, the idea behind the whole thing is if you have a tough conversation, we'll give you some advice on how to handle that phone call, but you have to do it on the show. So that's why she wanted to do it this way.
And she hasn't said, I mean, she's never said one bad thing about you. You raise a very level-headed daughter. I can tell you that, sir.
I agree with that. She's an amazing daughter. She's my whole world. I'd do anything for her. I mean, God, I just paid a guy $80,000 to stay away from her.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I would do the same thing. So it was all based on gambling, huh?
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, my God.
Hold on a second. Dad, you mentioned gambling. Justin and I have never even been in a casino together. I had no idea that he gambled, okay? I can't.
See, it's not about going to a casino. It's not about any of that. Did you ever notice that he really paid attention to the scores of the football games or didn't really watch the football games all that much?
Football teams and stuff. I don't know. I don't follow sports. How am I supposed to know? I just trusted that he was having fun with his friends.
I just still don't understand why your options were kill him or pay him off. Like, why wouldn't it be tell my daughter, who's a level-headed person, about his gambling addiction?
Claire was going to marry this guy in 7 days, yeah. Okay? There's no way I'm going to go to my daughter and say, hey, he's a gambler, give him up. And she's going to say, okay.
I don't know, yeah. Claire?
Honestly, Dad, I mean, I would have trusted what you told me. I don't think you have that much faith in me because, of course, I would have listened to you. Yes, I love Justin. But you're my dad. You're going to look out for me. And if you told me he was gambling, I would have left him.
I honestly don't think that's true, Claire. I think that you would try and fix him. You'd try and save him. You'd try and work through it with him rather than realize that he's never going to change and you needed to get away from him. But you're too good a person.
But if he would have just told me earlier.
Look at how quickly he just gave up on you.
That's true. He did. He did give up pretty quick.
You gave him $80,000. Of course he would leave me alone.
Sweetie, somebody who truly loves you, who truly cares for you, it wouldn't matter how much money I offered them, okay? If you could offer me $10 million, that doesn't mean I'm going to stop being your dad.
Yeah, $10
million, though? Yeah, come on.
Million with an M.
Yeah. Just assume that you were really rich, Dennis,
yeah.
And that's why you could pay off $80,000 to
point.
Like
I
her fiance.
Loaded,
like we thought you were loaded, and turns out you're gonna be paying this off for decades.
As long as Claire doesn't have to deal with these consequences, I'll do whatever it takes.
Aww. Okay, so you're good on the money then. Like you know, you might have to pay it back or whatever, but it's worth it to you to get rid of this dude.
It is so worth it.
God, what a jerk! Well, this other guy, not you, man.
I know, right?
I hope you have a lot of money because I'm sure in her life she's going to run into other problems and you can't pay her way out of everything, though,
yeah.
Dennis. Like, it's sweet, but it's not a good fix.
How do I answer that? There's nothing I wouldn't do for my daughter.
I don't know. It seems like a good fix to me. You got rid of the guy. He's gone now.
I fixed it. Maybe I'll have to kill the next one. I don't know.
Dad, you know, again, you didn't really have to do that, but, you know, you went through all this trouble for me, and I love you, and I'm really sorry that I was the cause of all this for you.
Claire, I love you so much. I would do anything for you, and I'm so glad you're okay. That's all that matters to me.
Maybe just next time be more honest in all of the interactions you have with her boyfriends leading up to everything.
Yeah, if the next dude asks you for money, just let her know away.
Yeah. I mean,
well, I thought about cleaning my shotgun the next time he came over, but Claire gets mad at me when I do that.
What?
Yes, I don't like that. It's not okay. Cool, Dad.
Claire, you got your answer at least, and now you know why.
So did we.
Your dad did it. Yeah, and everybody got their answer. So
I feel relieved it's not me, and honestly, now I feel like I could date again. And Dad, don't worry, I'll pick a good one, and I'll be careful next time.
Now, if any dude you date is into sports, you're gonna drop him right away. Like, no, I know what you're doing.
Oh hell yeah!
All right. Well, Dennis, thank you for your time, man.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah. You're a good guy.
Also, I'm going to Vegas in a few weeks. If you got some extra cash lying around, I plan on spending a lot, so I'll hit you up after, okay?
I think you need to lose my number, Maker.
Text in at 78592 says, next week she should call the mom. No.
What?
I think we're done with this story. It's Brooke and Jubal in the Morning talking about today's Awkward Tuesday phone call. If you missed it, this girl, Claire, wanted to call her dad because last week she actually called her ex-fiance. She was ditched at the altar and was finally able to track the dude down. And then he told her that her dad paid him $80,000 to not marry her, so he left. Then everybody was like, we got to call the dad. So she decided to call the dad in an Awkward Tuesday phone call, got him on the phone, and found out that the $80,000 was because the dude had a bunch of gambling debts and I guess was addicted to gambling, and she didn't know about it. So he just said, I'm going to pay you $80,000 to go away. And he went away.
He did.
And the dad took care of it. He said his only option was to either kill him or pay him $80,000. And he chose the $80,000, which
good.
Is probably the right idea.
Yes,
so
definitely.
Claire got the answer as to why her dad did it.
There's a lot of people on the text board that were voting for kill instead.
Yeah.
I mean, not that we support murder at all. We don't support that. But it is kind of shocking how many people just want to off her ex-fiance,
there are a lot
Justin.
Of people that said he should die. Remember, if you want to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call, all you have to do is email the show. If you got some sort of issue that you need some help with, we'll give you some advice as long as you make an awkward phone call in exchange. Brooke and Jubal's direct deposit is still on. Coming up at 9 o'clock, I'll call out a name. No, 8 o'clock. Sorry, I got that messed up because 8 o'clock, I'll call it a name worth $900. It's too confusing for me. Too many numbers. At 8 o'clock, I'll call it a name worth $900. If you haven't registered, you can do that online, moving925.com.